producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, 7 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day with Rick McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler with you here. Doug will be along shortly. Going to go through your Happy Monday top 5 stories that you need to know this morning while you're getting up and getting ready, because
party's over, everybody.
The party is over.
Monday now.
It is Monday. Hey, Happy Monday. How's your Monday? Hey. How's your Monday so far?
Well, I've only been in it for a few minutes, but so far, so good. Did you see the supermoon?
It's all down there from there. I did see the supermoon. I went out and saw the supermoon. Hey, give me a little more volume on you, please. I went out and saw it with the kids last night, and the kids were like, eh.
They were not impressed, huh?
I was like, this is an eclipse. You don't get to see eclipses that often. And it's a supermoon. And it's a blood moon. And you never get to see that. The next one will be in like 25 years.
Eh.
It's just the moon, Dad. So you can't see all of it.
Aw, it was lost on them. You know, I tried. It got. When does it ever get cloudy in Los Angeles, right? And that's where I am, is in Los Angeles. And it was a bazillion degrees yesterday. It was hot. It was sunny. And then just in time for the eclipse, it got cloudy. So I only got to see it kind of coming out of the eclipse. So I was kind of like your kids. I was a little not impressed. But it was
Lied to us about this blood moon thing? Mine was
what
white.
Do you mean? Oh, well, it's white. Blood moon is what they call it, I think.
People were posting pictures of an orange moon.
Oh, they're lying.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Orange.
You saw
tinged.
Orange?
Yeah.
I saw white.
See? They lied to us.
Hmm.
I posted, all right, who stole the moon and what did you do with it?
I saw you two.
Give it back.
You little pranksters. All right. Well, if you saw it, if you got any great pictures, by the way, you can post them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Akkaday Show, or on Twitter, Akkaday Show, because I'm interested in getting great pictures of this because, you know, here I am, loser girl, out in my backyard, 9 o'clock at night, trying to, you know, get my cell phone to capture what I'm seeing. And it just doesn't work. It's really hard.
That's annoying. My sister-in-law did that. My brother lives on the water, my sister-in-law, on the Chesapeake, and they post this blurry picture of the moon with herself. And I'm just like, please, really? You can't sit there and hold the phone still enough
to
get a clear picture
of it. It's not that. It's the phone. You have to have a nice phone to take a picture of the moon.
Whatever. So anyway, all right. So let's go through the top 5 stories that you need to know. And we'll end with the big one, which Jennifer has a little inside information on. Probably one of the bigger stories today is the big powwow up at the UN with Obama meeting. Look at the week that he's had.
It's busy.
The Pope.
We'll give the guy a break. It's busy.
No. That's what I'm saying. The Pope, the Chinese president, is it the premier or the president? And now Putin, along with Raul Castro and the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani.
I think we should take those three, and I think we should add President Obama to the mix, and we should find a nice island. And then we could do,
like
Survivor. We could do Survivor World Leaders Edition or something.
Yeah, Gitmo.
Gitmo would be a great place. And see who can actually get off first. Would that be fun?
I think Putin would get out first.
He's that cool horse that he rides without a shirt on.
Right.
Yeah.
And Raul's got history. So anyway, they'll be up at the UN today. Everybody will be talking. This will be the first time that Putin and Obama have kind of sat mano a mano and tried to work things out. But with Russia kind of boots on the ground in Syria, and now over the weekend, Iraq saying that they have come to an agreement to share information with Syria, Russia, and Iran. And
well, if you've been following this at all, the little thing that's been tying all of these places together is Russia. Yep. Russia has a lot of interest in what's going on in the Middle East, and they're trying to assert their power there, and with Iraq and Iran especially, and now with Syria, this is why these things are very dangerous, because there's a lot of deals going on that we don't even know about between these countries.
While I'm worried about Russia, Iraq, Iran, and Syria all having kind of being bedfellows, I'm okay with Russia putting boots on the ground. If we don't want to do it, why not let them do it? And if we want to back the moderates, and Russia wants to back Assad, and ISIS is getting hit from all ends, from who we can deem kind of the bad guys, the Russians and the Iranians, and then we're hitting them over here, the good guys, with the moderates and Europe, why not, man? Close in on these guys. Shut them down. We know we can deal with Russia. It'll be tough.
Can we?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. We can shut Iran down again, and we can shut Russia down. Russia is very oil dependent. They do not have a good economy, and we can put the screws to them, and we can slow them down. ISIS is something we don't want to have to deal with, but we have to.
Well, and also dealing, to your point, where I do agree with you, is dealing with a country is so much easier than dealing with a faction of extremists, because there are rules of engagement with the country. Even if they're dirty rules, there typically are some sort of rules of engagement. Well, it's traditional warfare. It's what we're used to.
We're not able to deal with this. Right, but we're not even talking about warfare. We are so tied.
You start with economic sanctions, and then you can start. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it.
There are no more wars between big countries, real countries. It's all economic and digital warfare. There is no more. We're going to shoot a mid-Cold War. That's all done. Nobody's going to do that. They know it's over. So the only ones we have to worry about militarily are these little things like ISIS. Not little things, big things like ISIS. So, all right, so there's your number one big story. NASA coming out with some news today. Did you hear this? They're going to tell us something about Mars. Big reveal.
I like it. The big reveal for the Martian. Just in time for the Martian movie to come out, right?
You think they're working with
them? It's a coincidence.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Coincidence? I think not.
So they say that they probably found, or confirmation could be, of water flowing periodically on the red planet. So not as cool as aliens. Aliens would be awesome, but not as cool. Maybe next year. But they have confirmed that there is flowing water, which would be the first thing needed to sustain life on Mars. But they say it's a briny water, not drinkable. So now they have to figure out, okay.
It's excellent for working with turkeys.
If you're going to base your turkey on Mars, you're okay. So now they have to figure out, okay, is this water something that we can filter, and is this water something that we can make sustainable for us to be able to live with? You drinking into the briny water on Mars?
You know, I'm not big into relocation between states, much less planets. So, you know, I think this stuff is really interesting. It's fun to see what's going on other planets. I think NASA, by releasing this information, really piques the national interest again. So I'll be interested to see what the briny water would do for us. Am I ready to pack my bags and ship out yet? Probably not.
My wife cannot wait to see the Matt Damon movie.
Oh, I know. It looks
great.
Excited.
Can't wait
to see Matt Damon. All right.
All right. So let's take a little break here, and then we'll come back with your rest of your top five here. Well, Jennifer's got your inside information on what's going on with Boehner, who will replace him, will there be a government shutdown, the sky is falling, and Pennsylvania Avenue is going crazy. But Jen will get you in there, make you feel good. Everything's good. It's 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. 3/4 inch solid pre-finished maple for $1.99, plus $1 off Bellowood Brazilian Cherry and Koa Hardwood. Get 10 to 15% off all Morningstar Bamboo, American and European Laminate for 49 cents, and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You sell cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
All right, it's 18 past the hour, and good day with Rich, Jen, and Ken. And Speaker Boehner announced on Friday that he would be stepping down. Big shocker.
It was a big shocker. We were on the air just as the show was over.
Yeah.
This announcement came out that he was stepping down. And, you know, we saw him. We talked about him sitting behind the Pope, behind Pope Francis, when he was visiting Washington.
And people
were laughing because he was crying again, and Boehner cries all the time. But this was kind of like the culmination of his dream. He'd been wanting to get the Pope in front of Congress for years and years and years. I think he's been in Congress since 1990 or 91.
So that's his mic drop moment.
That was his moment. From the people that I've heard from, no one knew that he was thinking about stepping down. I mean, obviously he had talked about it, but he said he went home, and I kind of believe this to be true. And I'm very critical of John Boehner, by the way. I don't give him a lot of credit, but he said he went home, he thought about it, he prayed at night, he prayed in the morning, and then he realized that this was his way of kind of getting out. There's a lot going on in Congress right now, and a lot of pressure on Boehner for leadership that is not—it's not happening. A lot of one faction of the Republican Party wants to defund Planned Parenthood by tying it to a funding bill for the government, causing a government shutdown. And Boehner was stuck in a hard spot because he didn't want to shut the government down, but he also didn't want to disappoint his party. So he decided to just leave. And it looks like now, I mean, there's going to be several people throwing their hat into the ring. Trey Gowdy, not a name that's going to go anywhere. People are talking about Paul
Kevin
Ryan.
Is the one.
Paul Ryan is on board with Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, who is the House Majority Leader now, will most likely take over. And John Boehner gave him a shout out. The only trouble he will have is that he's very closely tied to the John Boehner faction in Congress. So you have a lot of these outsider guys, maybe someone like Louie Gohmert, who's going to say, look, this is going to be more of the same people, and that's where the fight will start.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. All right, so what are we? They're talking about a vote as soon as 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, no government shutdown, and I can actually tell you a little bit more in a bit, but it looks like they're going to do a special committee on Planned Parenthood in an effort to keep the government funded and going.
There it is. I say Jennifer Horne. For the House.
I'll do it.
She should do it.
Not in the House, but I'll do it.
It's 21 past the hour. Doug Stephens, good day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jen, and Ken with you. And go through a couple of things what's been happening on TV. And, of course, with Boehner announcing this thing and dropping this bomb on everybody on Friday, everybody was all over the place all weekend long talking about it. And, of course, Pelosi needs to be able to get out there and say something.
And the rumor is, by the way, she needs to keep her trap shut from what I hear, because the rumor is that he made her a back deal that said before he leaves, he'll help her out with some piece of the things that she's been working on. So I don't know if she's
really?
Be coming out with these very loud comments. Yeah.
Well, let's see what she has to say here. She was
like
talking to Jake Tapper yesterday.
The whole idea that the Speaker is resigning is a sign of the disarray in the Republican Party.
I've heard you speak glowingly of him. I've heard you express disappointment as well. Are you going to miss him?
Well, no one thing. I respect my colleagues. I respect the people who send them here. I respect the fact that their caucus elected them to a leadership position. John Boehner is a very fine person. He had his glorious moment with the Pope coming this week. He's a devout Catholic. He's a person we can agree to disagree without being negative about each other. But, I don't know if I'll miss him here one day. We just work. We barely have time for our close friends, not us. And some of our close friends are across the aisle.
Yes, how about that? You lie enough every day. You're a politician.
Wow, that couldn't be any more painful.
That's awkward. Party of two, man. Jeez.
That's hysterical.
Well, you know, we're just colleagues. Like, seriously? Are you trying to tell us something more, Nancy?
How do you get at it?
We're just colleagues. What are you talking about?
Yeah, how does he look him in the eye? food page on. All right, so Colbert was on Friday night, and he was joking about the new iPhone and the Pope's visit.
Here in New York, everyone's ecstatic about a visitor to these shores that is inspiring millions to weep tears of joy and devotion. I speak, of course, of the new iPhone 6S. This afternoon, iPhone fans lined up at the Apple store as the Catholic faithful lined up to see the Pope's procession through Central Park. It was hard to decide which object of worship you should line up for. I mean, they're both pretty special and both available in a protective case.
I, you know, we're just talking off air. I expected nothing from Stephen Colbert, but what I've heard so far, I kind of like. I'm okay
with
what
very entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, Ken, you're the only one of the three of us who gets to stay up late and watch it because you get up late. I mean, how is he? Is he stiff and wooden like his?
No, not at all.
He's very loose and comfortable, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Very, okay. Very engaging.
Okay. All right. Well, I got to tape it because I don't stay up that late to see him. All right. So let's see what's going on with Wendy Williams, where she answers. This is always fun. We always love to see Wendy's advice.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Usually it's pretty good. Sometimes she kind of goes both ways and plays both sides against the middle. So let's see what she's got here for this audience member.
So my ex from college broke up with me years ago, and I'm in town. He wants to see me, and the only reason I'll go is to show him how fabulous I am now. Now, should I gloat or should I just leave it alone?
Go. Bring your own money to pay your own portion of the bill.
Okay.
Unless he insists, but make sure that you're prepared. This is not a date. This is a gloatation.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
Thanks, Wendy.
And get your own money for a cab.
Okay.
Twist it.
Yeah. You've done it, haven't you?
Oh, of course.
I know you have.
Yeah, that's really cool. You know what? Wendy always has funny advice, at least. You could always get a chuckle from her advice.
Well, I'm sitting here trying to remember whether I've ever even had the opportunity to rub it into somebody.
Really?
I probably have.
I can't think of anybody that I would care enough to.
Well, that's true, but it's usually girls getting to rub it into guys.
Always. Yeah.
Not so much. It is. All right, it's 28 pounds.
So unfair.
I know.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate, too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. He should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expect. Because it would have been a decent thing to do, and you're not a decent man.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Past the hour, Jen, Rich, and Ken with you. I love that you guys' names rhyme.
Yeah, we're a pretty good couple
that
like
makes
that.
It so
yeah.
Easy.
Jen and Ken.
Okay. Jennifer is driving away listeners by the throngs already this morning.
Yeah, that's okay. A nice lady called and said that she didn't like my comment about putting President Obama on a desert island, but what she didn't hear is not that I was making that a political statement, although I wouldn't mind. But what I said is we should take all the world leaders that are coming into the UN this week, we should take them all, put them on an island, and then do like world leader survival, or I mean survivor, not a political thing, man.
She didn't sound like she really knew what the show Survivor is, though.
Well, you know, it's
so I think she's out of the loop on the joke.
Where people get voted off the island, and it's like, then we would have one world. Ooh, that's just a joke.
I would watch.
It wasn't even my best work. I mean, you know, it's not even good to revisit. I'll be funnier in a little while. Let the coffee kick in.
Looks like U.S. foreign-born population is getting ready to near a new high. Ready for this?
Yes.
The foreign-born population living in the USA has increased so rapidly that it could break a 125-year-old record within the next decade.
And that's just because all the kids from the Duggar family have been. Don't you think it's time?
Getting funnier all the time.
See, I'm telling you, it'll happen.
Stick with it, Mike.
Kicks in.
9:10 o'clock this morning. Should be kind of rolling the stitches.
Doug gets on this all the time, and we always kind of roll our eyes because Doug's like, "Stop having kids. It's too blah, blah, blah." But you know what? He's right. How many kids are you going to have? Only have what you can support. The world is. I mean, this population, it's going to be an issue at some point. We're going to have to think about food and water, and that's why they're investigating Mars and finding briny liquid up there, because we're all going to have to relocate at some point, because we're going to deplete this planet.
Well, the Pew Research poll says that a percentage of people living in the U.S. who were born outside the country reached 13.7% in 2015.
Big number.
And that's projected to hit 14.9% in 2025. So 14 by 15% of the people by 2025 will be at an all-time high. The previous high was 14.8% set in what year?
Don't know.
1890, when the Irish, the Italians, the Polish came.
Makes sense.
So we got going. Get that going for us here. All right, let's take a look at what's going on over at Facebook.com. And Ken Kessler manages all of our social media. So he's on Twitter and Facebook for you. You can go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter.com/Good Day Show. What's happening on the old Facebook page, Kenny?
Lots of people who are checking in overnight about whether or not they could see the supermoon, blood moon
thing
that was going on.
Yeah, are they posting pictures?
There are a couple pictures, and two Susans posted them. One of them, for some reason, I can't see, but I can see the image that there's supposed to be a picture there. You know, when you get that little squiggly thing.
Yeah.
And then another Susan posted one, and it looks like a really good picture. She's got an amazing phone or camera or whatever.
The problem is, it's just hard with your cell phone. And, I mean, who really has this? I mean, unless you're really into photography, you've kind of just moved over to using your cell phone for pictures.
Yeah.
And it's hard to focus on that moon.
I'm really into photography, and I still use my phone. And you're right, it is hard. But what you have to do is, like, if I were outside last night, I may have put my elbows on the roof of my car or on the trunk of my car to help keep it still.
Or as we call it, assuming the position.
I'm so comfortable there.
It's funny.
I've been there several times.
We went outside last night and we're checking it out, and my wife whipped out her phone and took it, and the flash went off, and I was like, really?
mine did too,
far away.
Yeah, mine went off as well. And actually, the pictures with the flash were better than the ones without.
But they don't do anything.
Yeah.
No.
It's a couple of hundred thousand miles away. I'm
correct,
pretty sure your iPhone flash is not going to be able to reach that.
For whatever reason, those pictures with the flash, a lot better than the ones.
That's funny. You know what? Can we talk about this? Stop posting your pictures on Facebook and whatever. Stop taking pictures with your phone, with your camera in the vertical position instead of the horizontal position. When you sit down and watch TV, do they turn the screen horizontal like a building, or is it vertical like a building, or is it horizontal? Stop. I want to walk over and just turn people's phones every time I see them do it.
Wait. So what do you want us to do?
Turn your phone horizontally when you're taking a picture or a video.
It doesn't fill the screen that way.
Unless you're taking a picture of a tree or a building, you should never turn your phone to where it's vertical.
Really?
Yeah. You don't watch. And you know what? You're one of the offenders on this. When I watch you do your Periscope.
Yeah, I Periscope up and down like I should.
When you go to the movies, which direction is the movie screen? Or is your TV? Is your TV laying horizontally?
You're a picky boy. All right, so you want me to hold vertically now? Fine.
I can't tell you.
All right. Stop.
search the internet on how to take pictures with your phone. You'll find it. All right, Ken, what else is on Facebook?
Some people starting to check in about John Boehner. Trudy says, I never liked Boehner. We need a strong leader for the Republican Party.
Agree.
Amber says...
Although, you know what I didn't like, real quick, just on her comment? I've never been a huge Boehner fan myself,
right.
But
no,
the
either.
Fact that
the
people
orange,
were sort of...
for God's sakes.
It, like, Marco Rubio made the announcement that John Boehner was leaving, that he had resigned, and, like, the whole place just erupted in yells and screams, woo, and it's just, I don't know, I feel like it's a little disrespectful. I mean, this is one of the first times in modern history where a Speaker of the House hasn't been, like, forced to resign in some sort of controversy or
right.
scandal.
Right.
So, I mean, at least, he, you know, at least he's going on his own terms, it, just to be fair. All right.
Friday, one of the other producers of the Chad Benson Show who on here in the evening, and I were sitting down. He does a lot of parody songs. And so he and I will usually sit down and work on the lyrics together. So when Boehner announced he was going to, he's like, oh, I want to do a song, and I want to do it the Bye Bye Love, the Everly Brothers. So we were just kind of tinkering around with the words, and we came up with bye bye job, bye bye Congress, hello happy hour. I think I'm gonna get high. I there goes my party with someone new. I'm usually orange, but now I'm blue. I got my pension, so who needs you? I'll be out drinking. Okay, all right. So anyway,
all right. What else about Boehner on Facebook?
Amber says Speaker Boehner felt that party politics were more important than his role as Speaker of the House. Obviously, he's unfit to be Speaker.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting perspective. Okay.
Pretty strong.
Walt says maybe now voters will start paying attention to who they vote for.
You know, that's something that Doug always rails on, is get out there and vote in your primaries, your local primaries, because... Everybody always complains there's nobody to choose from. There's nobody to choose from. They all terrible. They're all terrible. You know why? That's because when you get these local primaries, you don't show up. People aren't showing up to vote for. And then your choices are the same old hacks instead of giving somebody new a chance. Get out there and give somebody new a chance. When your local elections are going on and 13 people show up to vote, those are the most important elections in
yeah.
your life.
And there's also, I think, a really big disconnect between the civic process and how we're raising our kids right now. I don't know that a lot of people know how civics works. And I think one of the cool things that you can do on a local level is get really familiar, because a lot of times there are 10 candidates for a local office. And
right.
The only ones we ever see are the ones that have a little bit more money to spend, or, you know, maybe some sort of push. I mean, get to know all of the candidates that are running. I mean, that's how you get away from getting the same old, same old.
And those are the ones who rise up and become congressmen and then senators and whatever, the president, is somebody who got a chance at a school board, or is somebody who got a chance
at Sarah Palin.
Executive. Right, exactly. Look what she's done with that.
School board to governor.
How do you parlay that thing into the Fox? She's making a couple $1 million a year at Fox. So let's create more Sarah Palins, right?
That's it.
All right, Ken, anything else?
Bo says, there's nothing liberals enjoy more than seeing conservatives break Ronald Reagan's number one rule, never attack a fellow member of your party in public.
Yeah.
This kind of dissension and lack of solidarity is just what the Democrats need to win in 2016.
Yeah, now, I think Jen and I, you and I were talking about how the Republicans are actually starting to realize that... eating their own and
right.
going after everybody and being all this dissension is, they want a Republican president.
And John Boehner actually did, if you are a Republican or a conservative, he actually kind of did a favor to the Republican Party when he went out this way, because now they kind of have their scapegoat. Okay, Boehner couldn't get it done, fine. There's Boehner, he's gone. And so now whoever will take over as the new Speaker of the House has to decide whether or not they want to lead the fight into funding the government because of Planned Parenthood. And the idea here is, no, Republicans and, you know, no one comes out a winner when you shut down the government. Is it easy to say
right.
because we're so frustrated and we don't trust politicians? Just shut it down. Who cares? They're not doing anything anyway. Well, it doesn't necessarily come out. And, you know, right now, 2016, the presidency is on the line. And so the Democrats were hoping that the Republicans would shut down the government to defund Planned Parenthood, because they want to change the conversation away from Planned Parenthood. They want to change it to the Republicans shutting down the government. That would be a great, you know, a great storyline change for someone on that side of the aisle. But, you know, the Republicans now, and John Boehner knows what's going on here, they're not going to shut down government. Instead, they'll probably do some sort of special committee on Planned Parenthood to investigate it, to appease that base that's not happy with what's going on at Planned Parenthood, but yet to keep the government going, sort of like what they did with Hillary Clinton and Benghazi. They couldn't take her down, but they formed the special committee on Benghazi, and that's how all of this email stuff boiled up, and that's how, you know, the stuff with their server, that's all of this stuff was discovered because of that Benghazi committee.
The downside of that is that they're going to spend millions of dollars on some committee, and who knows what you're going to get. But the upside of it is it keeps government, they're actually working together, and I want more information. You get the left saying, oh, it's all been edited video, and there's no truth to any of it. And you get the right saying, who cares? Look at what the video says, and look at what you see. So let's have a little look at it. Our tax dollars are going into this place. I want to know the truth about what really is going on. So go dig around. Just don't spend $1 billion doing it.
Yeah, that's part of the problem, is that a lot of the money, you know, it takes a lot of money to do these investigations. But like you said, the truth is what matters. What I think is so crazy.
It doesn't take a lot of money. They could do it for a couple of $100,000.
They could. Well, the government can do a lot of things.
The government can't do anything.
They could do a lot of things for cheap. But what gets me here, Ken and Rich, is watching how this stuff works. Okay, I love House of Cards on Netflix. And you think, there's no way in a million years the kind of stuff that happens, the storylines on House of Cards, could ever happen in real life. And then you realize how much drama goes on behind the scenes. And it's really sort of disheartening. I mean, you know, you kind of think people go into public office to serve the masses, and they want to go in to be, you know, people that are preserving the American way. And then you see all these deals that go down, and everything is a strategy. Right, everything is a media message. It gets
of the candidates
sad.
That you see out there now, Democrats and Republicans, who do you think is in it? To actually,
for
the right reasons, to make changes, because they believe this country is going in the wrong direction,
not that
they can help.
I can give you two that popped into my head immediately.
Yeah.
That are not going to be popular, probably with either one of you. But I think of two, and not with me either,
really.
But these are two people that I think are doing it for reasons that are true.
Is
and
one
that's
of them
Bernie,
Ben Carson?
Bernie Sanders.
Right.
No, one of them is not Ben Carson. And Mike Huckabee. I think they're doing it because they have beliefs that they can make the place, that they can make the country better. And I think that's Bernie
and
Mike Huckabee.
Too.
I don't know. I think Carson got really carried. Look, I like Ben Carson. I think he's a good candidate, and I haven't written him off yet. But I think he got really swept up after all the attention he got from that prayer breakfast with President Obama. I think he got swept up in that wave of what if. I mean, that's got to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Not taking away that I think he's a good man. I think he's a great man. I think he's super intelligent.
Yeah,
but when you look at people who are doing things for reasons that they think are true in their hearts, you have Bernie Sanders, a very clear agenda. That he thinks he needs to change the face of the country.
No, I agree.
And someone like Mike Huckabee, who is doing it maybe in the face of religion, whether that's right or wrong or you agree with it or not, it's just that's his motivation.
Yeah, I'd agree with those two.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. I don't think either of them has a chance.
No, absolutely not. But it's less about power and, you know, that control, and more about issues that are true to their heart, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
With Trump, it's all about power. It's all about his ego.
Yeah, he wouldn't do something that he wouldn't run for something that he fails at. And that's, you know what, and not to say that that's still not somebody I would vote for, because I want someone who wants to go in and win, you know.
Yeah.
And you want someone who's going to go in there.
No, and he's
and
definitely
not
in it to win it, as Randy would say from American Idol. So, all right, well, let's see how all that shakes out. Fearing.
No.
It's 48 past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Hey, why are you guys tailgating in the parking lot? Because Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points that are valid until September 30th. So we're waiting for them to open.
Wait, what?
Yeah, dude. Go check your account at ShopYourWay.com.
I just got my surprise points. Yes! You should use your points towards items like a fall jacket or a cooler.
Yes!
You want a hot dog?
Yes! You want to hear some guy read legal?
Yes!
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Coming up on 51 past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, Jennifer, Rich, and Ken with you to talk tech with our friend Greg Steven from Men's
Hey.
Health. And when's the last time you got together with some friends and were you able to put your phone down and not pay attention to your phone at all? I doubt it.
Never.
Easy. I have an Apple Watch.
Oh, you cheater. Cheater.
All right. So we'll see what percentage of people cannot put their phones down when they're with other people here on Good Day. It's 54 past the hour.
I'm Joe Mantegna, Forest Service member. Coming home and transitioning back to civilian life is a happy time, reuniting with loved ones. But it can also be a time that presents brand new challenges, especially when it comes to finding a job that will enable them to support their spouses and families. If you're a small or large business employer, there are lots of great reasons for you to consider hiring a veteran. The same discipline, confidence, and skills that they honed in the military stay with them for life, and they can put those skills into practice in their workplace. American veterans bring great value to the businesses and companies that hire them. That's why the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes is urging employers and businesses everywhere to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's the greatest way that you can show your appreciation for the service that they provided to protect us and our freedom. To learn more, call 1-888-44-SALUTE or visit saluteheroes.org.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Greg Stebbin joining us from Men's Health. He's their digital dude over there. And there's a Pew Research study out, Greg, that says 89% of cell phone owners said that they had their cell phones during their last social gathering they attended, and that 82% of them felt that they weren't happy that they were using their cell phones to see what the rest of the world is doing while I'm here with you people.
What were the other 11 people doing? Talking?
Yeah. Yeah. Who does that? Please.
I mean, we had some neighbors over yesterday, and the wife, you know, I mean, it wasn't extreme or rude and everything, but she, you know, every 10, 15 minutes would look down at her phone just for 10 or 15 seconds and then jump back into the conversation.
Totally guilty of that, especially now that I'm playing fantasy football. On Sundays, I'm like, let me check my score. Let me check my score. It's like so rude. Yeah, I can't help it. But you do it anyway, right?
It's so rude. But I do it anyway.
I can't help it. My mom goes, you're really competitive, aren't you? Like, you're just figuring that out.
I can't. Whoa. I can't help it.
I can't help it. I want to know if I'm winning.
You literally could not help it?
How can we help
it? It's an addiction.
For those of us who can't control it.
Well, I mean, first of all, obviously you can help it, right? I mean, you can just not take your phone out. Right.
But then I start to itch and shake. It's really
interesting. So one of the things that's interesting in this article that I had never heard of is this sort of, amongst millennials, this sort of unwritten rule called the rule of three. If you're in a group of five or six or more people and three people are engaged in the conversation, they sort of all have this unwritten rule that if you're not one of those three, but there are three people engaged in the conversation, it's okay for you to use your phone.
Really?
So let me get this straight. If there's five people sitting there talking and three of the five are talking and you're number four or five, it's okay.
Yes.
But if you are one of the three,
it's not okay. So you just have to shift the conversation. It's kind of an inverse cakewalk.
So let's do a challenge. And Greg, I hope this doesn't take business out of your pocket. But let's do a challenge this week. Because I was thinking, you know, I spent a lot of time looking at this stupid phone for no reason. Let's do two phone checks a day. What do you think? Can we do it? Is it possible?
You mean when other people are around?
No, I mean in life. I think
in
we
life?
Should limit, yeah, unless
no.
your phone rings, you should do two phone checks a day. You agree, Ken?
No.
No?
No, I think the real concern here is the impact on your relationship. Because if you read this article longer, it's in the New York Times yesterday on Sunday. It's called Stop Googling, Let's Talk. You can Google the story, Stop Googling, Let's Talk. Google it while other people around you were having a conversation and you're rudely ignoring them. But one of the points to make that I think is 100% valid is that when you have people checking in and out of conversations like this, the conversations we're having are suffering. Or they're different. You may not think they're suffering at all, but they're different. And I think that is undeniable.
Well, you know, it's funny. I realize this most, not in conversation with groups, but with my kids.
Yeah.
If my kids are walking up to me and I'm looking at my phone, I try to make a point to put it down and just fully engage them. And we just have to do it. So
yeah, that the title of the article, Stop Googling, Let's Talk, is from a daughter to her dad.
Oh, perfect. Wow. 58 passed on good day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.